Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Bhajana Sukhari Prabhupada Ashto Tulasita Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Fame Sukaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Siddhartha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kunradha Puniti Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai. Navadip Tham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Ki Jai. Gangamai Ki Jai. Jamanamai Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Go Premanande Hari. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 59. Sapadi
eva
abhihita pashyan
disho
pashyat
purasthitam
vrindavanam
janajivya
drumakirnam samapriyam sapadyeva bita pashyan disho pashyat purasthitam
vrindavanam
janajivya
drumakirnam
samapriyam
sapadyeva
bita pashyan disho pashyat purasthitam vrindavanam janajivya drumakirnam
samapriyam
sapadyeva bita pashyan disho pashyat purasthitam vrindavanam janajivya drumakirnam samapriyam sapadyeva pita pashyan disho pashyat purasthitam vrindavanam janajivya drumakirnam samapriyam
sapadeva bhita pashyan
disho pashyat purasthitam
vrindavanam
janajivya drumakirnam samapriyam. Sapadyeva bita pashyan disho pashyat purasthitam vrindavanam janajivya drumakirnam samapriyam sapadyeva bita pashyan disho pashyat purasthitam vrindavanam janajivya drumakirnam samapriyam Sapadyeva vita pashan. Tisho pashat purastitam. Vrindavanam janajivya. Shrumakirtanam samapriyam. Sapadyeva vita pashan. Tisho pashat purastitam. Vrindavanam janajivya. Shrumakirtanam samapriyam. Sapadi.
Immediately.
Eva.
Indeed.
Abhita.
On
all sides. Pashyam. Looking. Dishaha.
In the directions.
Apashyat.
Word Brahma saw.
Purahastitam. Situated in front of him. Vrindavanam,
Vrindavanam,
Jana Ajivya, Druma Akirnam, dense with trees, which were the means of living for the inhabitants. Samapriyam, and which was equally pleasing in all seasons.
That's for me, it's, I don't need it. You can point it that way, the ladies like it.
Then, looking in all directions, Lord Brahma immediately saw Vrindavan before him, filled with trees, which were the means of livelihood for the inhabitants, and which were equally pleasing in all seasons. Purport. Jana Jivya Juma Kirnam. Trees and vegetables are essential, and they give happiness all year round, in all seasons. That is the arrangement in Vrindavan. It is not that in one season the trees are pleasing, and in another season not pleasing. Rather, they are equally pleasing throughout the seasonal changes. Trees and vegetables provide the real means of livelihood recommended for everyone. Sarvakama dukhavahi. Trees and vegetables, not industry, provide the real means of life.
Om Okyana Timiram Tasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam jena bhutale svayam rupapada mahyam tathati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri jata padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raganatam vitamstam sajivam Sadaitam Savatutam Parijana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Jitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Tata Kanta Moskute Tata Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Popataru Vyascha Kripasam Dho Vyeracha Patitanam Padanevyo Vaishnavevyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashati Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Sapadyeva pita pasha. Disho pasha puras titam. Vrindavanam janaji vya. Druma kirnam samarpriyam. Lord Brahma had been bewildered by seeing the mystic power displayed by Lord Krishna. After stealing the boys and calves, Lord Brahma had come back, and Krishna had amply bewildered him. And then the Lord had shown his mystic opulence by expanding from his body so many Vishnu forms, and practically the whole creation dancing around him or in and out of his body, so that Brahma was becoming more and more astonished. Then Krishna withdrew his yogamaya potency, and now Brahma is able to see. Well, in the previous verse, he returned to external consciousness, stood up like a dead man coming back to life, and opening his eyes with great difficulty, saw the universe along with himself. Then Sapadi Eva Vihita Pasha. Then Disho Pasha Purastita. Then he looked in all directions. Lord Brahma has four heads and eight eyes, so he can look in all directions without having to turn around. Sapadyeva pita pasha. Disho pasha purastita Vrindavana. And he saw before him Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jana jivya juma kirna. Full of trees which give life to all the inhabitants. Jana ajivya. The living entities, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Jivanam Sarvabhuteshu, I'm the life of all that lives. He's the original living force. No one can live without Krishna. And he also provides externally the necessities for every living being. By Krishna's arrangements, there are fruits, grains, vegetables, milk. This is all Krishna's arrangement. We stand on the earth gives us a place to stand, but it also gives us food. You put seeds in the ground and some water, even if you don't put seeds in the ground, just on its own. The earth is giving so many trees, so many vegetables. Some of our Bengali devotees came to Florida to where the devotees have a community. And it's a little bit rural, not exactly country, but suburban, a little more than suburban. Kind of like this. And they were seeing that between the houses, there's so much just woods, you know, just stuff is growing and it's not. And they looked through, they saw so many different kinds of shock, so many different kinds of things growing that were very nice to cook and eat.
to offer to Krishna and to eat. The local devotees didn't see any of it. For them, it's weeds. But the Bangla devotees saw it right away. Oh, this is this, this is this, this is this. No one had planted it. No one had cultivated it. It was just vacant land, and these things were growing. So it's God's arrangement. That land is there, sunlight is there, moonlight is there, water is there. And by the combination of these, you get fruits, grains, vegetables, milk products, everything. Didn't have to be that way. The earth could have been made of concrete. You'd get nothing. Could have been made of plastic. But the earth is constituted in such a way that so much is there. There's a word that means that the trees eat with their feet.
Padapa.
They're eating with their feet. We can't do that. But the trees stand in one place, and through their feet, they're getting nourishment from the ground. And they produce so many things. You have your commercial packaging companies. They buy this or that, and then they process it, and then they package it in Tetra, whatever it is. Krishna arranges things in such a way, the trees eat with their feet. Then they produce the necessary food. And they package it also. Your lemons, your apples, your grapefruits, everything packaged. Easy open containers. Totally biodegradable. Perfect arrangement. Perfect arrangement. So this is Krishna, and then we make our arrangement. Everything industrial, degrading the environment, degrading the quality of the food also. There was some study that the same fruits, the same vegetables, say 20, 30 years ago, gave three times as much nutritional value. Because everything they do to make it look pretty and big. But it's as food, it's like 50% or 20% of what it used to be. But it looks nice. And it'll last from California to Germany. So, and then, on top of the nastiness of making an industrial hell, the exploitive human beings arrange things in such a way that you can't get anything from your land. We take over your land, or we persuade you that what you should do with your land is grow one thing. It may be tea, it may be coffee, it may be sugar, it may be rubber. You just grow that one thing and sell it to us. And we'll give you some money. And with that money, you can buy food from us. So that you're completely dependent on our mercy, if we have it. This is Maya's arrangement. That you can have a nice island full of people, and the people can all be engaged in growing one crop for some big corporation, and then those people can buy everything from outside. What percentage of food in Mauritius is purchased from outside the country? Someone was telling me the figure yesterday. What was the number? 70%? Does that sound about right? 70% of your food is imported. Why? Are you living in Alaska or something? You have a 30-day growing season? You have so much land. You have tropical weather, ample water. You've got, I see, just practically wild papayas will grow. So many kinds of trees will grow. Fruits will grow, vegetables will grow, anything will grow. And you're importing 70% of your food? Why? Where's the sand? And then you have trade deficit and all of that kind of thing. And the cost of living is going up because food is more expensive, because there's a worldwide whatever it is. Why? When Krishna has given you everything, land, water, sunshine, people, why are you importing food? Why are you dependent on some multinational gentleman to get your food? This means mismanagement of Krishna's resources and a false and ultimately unhappy way of life. The land should be made productive in such a manner that we take our necessities. Why should we be engaged in providing for the greedy bellies of people abroad? Live on your own land, and the land will provide everything. Sarvakama dukkhamahi. Whatever you need, it'll provide. And then one piece of land, you grow your grains, your fruits, your vegetables also. Keep a cow, get milk. What is the difficulty?
You take an example of rice. You have no enough machine in rice.
No.
It's the Mauritius. And they say that initial agriculture experimented in North Australia. And they say that the cost of, say, one ton of rice could have been twice or thrice than the imported rice.
The cost of rice is twice or thrice.
He's
been brainwashed by the multinational.
Twice or thrice you'll pay. Yeah, you buy your seeds from them, super ultra hybrid seeds. Then you buy your chemical fertilizers from them, with the seeds already keyed to the chemical fertilizers and pesticides. Then you buy your tractor from them. Then, yes, it costs three times as much. Again, you have to pay them for everything. You pay them for the tractor, pay them for the petrol for the tractor, pay them for the seeds, pay them for the fertilizer, pay them for the pesticides. And then, it costs three times as much. And they'll hire some scientists to tell you, economists, scientists, it costs you three times as much. Better to grow sugar for us. This is called cheating. I saw some studies in India. The farmers in a certain area said no to the corporate wisdom and went back to the old way of doing things. No pesticides. No chemical fertilizers, just what Krishna provides. Organic neem is there for pesticide, cow dung is there for fertilizer. Their yield increased by 5, at least. I'm being conservative because I don't remember the exact number, but it was at least by 5. They've tricked the world into an artificial and destructive way of life. Poison the ground, make it unfit for actually growing things properly. Follow a monocrop way of agriculture that just depletes everything, makes the land unfit. And then because it's unfit, you have to walk by fitness from them. Fertilizer, 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 inputs, 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 inputs. You have to buy inputs from them so that you can sell sugar to them so that you can buy food from them. Because it's three times more expensive to grow it yourself. This is cheating. This is bhakti cheating. If we cooperate with God's arrangement, there's sufficient of everything. There's no shortage. There's no reason why an island like Mauritius, tropical island with lots of rain and sunshine, should be importing any food from abroad. No reason whatsoever. Even, there's no reason why any person should be getting food from outside. There was an article in an American newspaper. There was one gentleman living in a suburb of Los Angeles. Big concrete cars everywhere, Los Angeles. And he has the normal sort of house with a little land around it. But he decided from day one that all of his land was going to produce something that he could eat. So every inch of his land, something is growing, and everything is edible. The trees give either the trees are giving fruits or they're not there. On the fence, there are vegetables growing. This corner, grains are growing. He's figured out how to take his whole property and simply make it productive. And he and his family get all their food just from his little plot of land surrounding his house. It's not farmland, it's just typical house with a little land on it. That much land. And he's getting all of his food. And he doesn't need a car because he doesn't need to go anywhere. Doesn't need to go to the market, everything is there. And he invites the neighbors over for entertainment also. He doesn't need to go to the movies. He invites his neighbors to come. He serves them nice food that's grown on his own property. And they sing and they talk and they dance and they have a good time. They're not spending a penny. And if they'd met us, they'd be chanting Hare Krishna and having a still better time. But Krishna is providing everything. And we're turning our back to, oh Krishna, what you're giving us is too expensive. Let us buy it from abroad and become debtors. Let us become debtors and borrow money from some international institution so that we can pay for food. Because our economy is going down because the prices of the international products that we're selling, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, live on your own land, get your own food, and tell them to go to hell. Everyone can do this. Keep some land, grow something. In Durban, we were there. You haven't been there yet. You were there. So many trees are there giving flowers for the deities. Champak trees and those lemon flower trees. Because like 20 years ago, Parthasarathi Maharaj planted trees. Now the whole property is full of trees giving flowers for the deities. There also vegetables are growing, other things are growing. You have to think. People are planting trees, they're planting useless trees. In America, oak trees, poplar trees that give nothing. No fruits, no flowers.
So those trees we plant. But intelligently, you plant trees, they're called pious trees. Those are impious trees. They don't give anything but maybe fuel. Pious trees are the trees that give fruits and food. Here, fig trees will grow, I think. We had one fig tree in Florida that gave so many figs, you couldn't keep up with them. You couldn't keep up with how many figs it would give, day after day after day after day after day. Here are your papaya trees I've seen. There's so many mango trees I saw down the road. Mango tree, papaya tree, fig tree, probably avocado, this tree, that tree. So many fruits you'll get just from the trees. One tree, you'll have so much that you'll have to call your neighbors, please take some fruits, please take some fruits. Because how many can you eat, one family? One mango tree will give how many mangoes? And how many mangoes can you eat? So either the surplus you trade and say, okay, you have grapes, we have mangoes. Distribute somehow. More than enough. That's one tree. If you don't like to eat mangoes all the time, plant a few papaya trees. If you don't like papayas, plant fig. Plant all of these things. Then, in some corner, you have a fence, plant Corella. Plant oki. Plant so many things. Pumpkin. In India, very common. On the top of the house, they'll have pumpkins and other vegetables growing. Huh? The vine is growing up onto the top of the house, and pumpkin is growing there, and squash is growing there, and something is growing there. Useless, wasted space. They're growing something. Corn can grow, those who are corn fans, rice can grow. Yeah, you have to take a little trouble, pour some water, take out the weeds. But how much trouble is that compared to the modern artificial way of life where you have to drive through heavy traffic, spending so much money on petrol, nasty fumes and traffic jams, just to work in some office or factory. You're living in a nice house, but you never see it. You come back and spend a few hours there, most of them asleep. And most of the time you're spending working, working, working. And then you're getting 10th class food from the supermarket. So, it's Krishna's arrangement. Jiva Jivya. Jana Jivya. The Druma Kirna. The trees are giving sufficient. And Vrindavan, Brahma saw so many trees. So many trees. So they're giving abundantly. There's no problem. Now, of course, they're working as hard as they can to spoil Vrindavan, where there used to be so many trees, so many peacocks. Now there's simply housing developments and this and that. Anyway, that's superficial. Real Vrindavan means there's sufficient trees, crowded with trees. The trees are giving everything. They're giving shade. They're giving fruits, they're giving flowers, they're giving nuts. Samapas, what is that? Samapri. In one season a tree will give this, another season will give, another tree will give that. In all different seasons the trees will give something. From Vrindavan, anytime you want anything. If you want a new necklace, it's in season from the trees in Vrindavan. There's no shortage of anything. Kopa Riksha, whatever you want, you get from the tree.
So we may not get that kind of tree here, but at least you can get such a tree. That from the tree you'll get either mango or papaya or fig or something. So we should depend on Krishna's arrangement. Jana jivya, druma kirna, samapriyam. And the trees are not picky, that I'll give to you but not to you. I'll give to the Hindu guy but not to the Muslim guy. I don't like Muslims, I'm not going to give them any fruits. Oh, you speak French? No, I got guys that speak English. Oh, you're black or you're white? Well, no, sorry, I only give to these people. No, the tree doesn't care. The tree is pleasing to everyone. It doesn't hold back. Even if you're unkind to the tree, you climb on it, you strip its bark, you cut your initials in the trunk, whatever you do, still the trees are so tolerant. They'll give fruits, they'll give flowers, and without consideration. The tree never complains. Why are you cutting into my skin? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Trinadapi, Suniche, tolerant like the tree. The tree tolerates so much abuse, and still the tree gives service. Still the tree gives service. Coconut trees, I see, they're also there. Just from the coconut, you can get so much. In South India, so many coconut trees are there, and they're using them for everything. You're getting the coconut water. You're getting the coconut milk. You're getting coconut water, coconut milk. That means from the pulp you extract the milk. That's very, then if you make kheer from that milk, that's very first class. Coconut pulp, coconut chutney, coconut, so many things, coconut. Then, from the shell of the coconut, they'll make bowls, they'll make spoons. You attach a stick to the half shell, you've got a nice spoon. Bowls, spoons. Then you take the husk of the coconut. That husk can be used as fuel, first-class fuel, the same as cow dung. Burns very nicely. Or they make rope of that husk. From the trunk of the tree, they're getting wood. And from the wood, you can make fences, you can make whatever you want to make. From the leaves also, if you know how to take a leaf and fold it the right way, again you get spoons. So many things. So many things. Just from the one tree. Coconut oil. Massaging or cooking, whatever you want to do, coconut oil is there. What's missing? One tree. The Arabs, they don't have very fertile land, but they're getting dates. Again, from the date tree, they get so much. So much. Brooms also, yeah. Practically whatever you need, one coconut tree will provide everything.
Cyclones, when the coconut tree is blown over, then you get the heart, palm heart.
Ah.
Like heart of palm, that they grow it commercially. But the heart of coconut is the highest delicacy.
Ah. So heart from the trunk.
Yeah.
That also you get. And if you're tired of this artificial, mechanistic
automobile civilization. When the coconut trees blow down, you can use them as roadblocks also. So you have some land here, you can use it. Whatever space you have, use that. Grow something. Whatever trees you plant, make them productive trees. They'll provide fruits for the deities, provide flowers for the deities. You can grow on anything that's stationary. You can grow these creepers like Karela or Bindi, so many different things. And keep some land, cultivate grain, vegetables. Where you see vacant land, the person who's thinking about it will see fruits, flowers, vegetables, grains. Keep a cow also, we'll get milk. We have something to teach in terms of practical life. The world is in turmoil because of economic collapse. Or economic uncertainty. Based on all sorts of, well, we won't even get into the manipulation that goes on in the background there. But anyway, people are in debt, people are struggling. So what to speak of spiritual knowledge, even for ordinary necessities of life? Krishna consciousness, movement is giving the right answer. You take advantage of what Krishna provides and live happily. Offer to Krishna. Save your time for chanting Hare Krishna. Live a simple, happy, peaceful way of life. So we should show that and teach people. This is the right way to live. Cooperate with Krishna's arrangement. Chant Hare Krishna. Be happy in this life and go back to God. All right, any questions? A few minutes. Yes?
Maharaj, in our Krishna conscious movement of Prabhupada, that simple living, high thinking, do we have like a practicality of what Maharaj is
Do we
saying?
Have a?
A practical side.
A practicality?
Yes, on the land cultivation.
You tell me, here's some land. We're sitting on land. You tell me whether we have a practical program. I just got here. What can I tell you?
No, I'm speaking like internationally.
What do you care about international? You're here.
Oh, here we used to. All the land was under cultivation.
Used to?
Yeah, when I was taking care of management.
So what happened?
Well, changing management, changing policy.
So what can I tell you? The land is there, asking to be used. Doesn't need big management. If you know how to plant seeds in the ground, go to the management and say, can I plant some seeds in the ground? Can I make this my service? It doesn't have to, it's not like a big management project. Practically it needs one person. Or two people, or three people, whoever's enthusiastic. It's not like a big thing. There's so many people who have green thumbs. They plant, they grow. If you know how to do it, apply to the management. Can I grow something? No, you can't grow anything. We're anti-growth. Who will say?
Prabhupada's path on 13th chapter. Mandal. This is his former.
Yeah.
So Maharaj, could you give us a glimpse of on the final day of Prabhupada before he left the planet?
No, I'm not going to talk
about
that.
How he was...
I'd rather not talk about that right now. It's like 8:30. I don't think I could do justice to the topic.
Srila Prabhupada, when he came in those days, all the highlands was all tea fields.
Acha.
Then we were under priced by China and South America, so therefore they phased out the tea. But 30 years ago when Prabhupada came, he saw that just sugar cane and then tea. And he said, yes, this is the British. We are all slaves of the British. They like to drink their tea, and then they like their wine, Prabhupada said.
If
you put sulfuric acid in the sugar, then it becomes wine. And then he said, then the excess will be there, and you sell it. And then he said, then when they have the wine inside, in the liver, they must have a lump of meat to digest the wine. Like this, one will follow the next. Wine, woman, motor car, flesh. This is the whole society goes to hand. And his first lecture was on that point, just like you spoke today.
Anyone who comes from outside, of course, Prabhupada will see transcendentally, but anyone who comes from outside will look and see. Even on the airport, they say paradise. So, you're going to turn paradise into a sugar plantation? Doesn't make any sense. So if it's paradise, then make it paradise. Paradise means where there's Krishna's arrangement and Krishna consciousness. Then it's paradise. All right. Thank you very much. What glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.